With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Israel have launched a major attack on Iran, President Trump calling on the Iranian public to seize control of your destiny. Here's the BBC's Joe Inwood.
Huge plumes of smoke could be seen rising into the sky over central Tehran. There are reports of loud explosions and fighter jets can be heard overhead. Explosions have also been reported in the holy city of Homs, Hammamshah in the west, and Isfahan. This was the result of what Israel's defense minister said was a preemptive attack against threats to his country.
That is the BBC's Joe Inwood. Russia has condemned U.S.-Israel strikes on Iran. It's urging an immediate stop of the campaign and a return to diplomacy. In a Telegram post on Saturday local time, Russia's foreign ministry called the strikes pre-planned and unprovoked aggression against a U.N. member state. Congressman John James of Michigan says Republicans are committed to eliminating waste and fraud in the nation's health care system.
We've already cut fraud, waste, and abuse where criminals, essentially, were stealing money from the sickest and neediest Americans, folks who were struggling.
James is co-sponsoring legislation aimed at improving health care transparency. The Pentagon is cutting ties with Columbia, Yale, Brown, and others.
The Pentagon will forbid members of the military from attending Columbia, Yale, Brown, and other universities starting next school year amid a campaign to cut ties with institutions that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called factories of anti-American resentment. Hegseth announced the policy in a video posted to social media Friday, 3 weeks after he said the military was cutting ties with Harvard University. Hegseth said the universities have been breeding grounds of toxic indoctrination that undermine military values. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. The Pew Research Center looks at religion around the world.
In nearly 40% of all the nations on Earth, one faith group makes up 90% or more of the population. You might think of those places as predominantly Muslim, and 34 of them are. But actually, 38 countries are 90% plus Christian. Overall, 31% of the people on Earth are Christians, compared to 26% of them who are Muslim. However, the Muslim population is growing faster. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has cleared the way for a Louisiana law requiring displays of the Ten Commandments in public classrooms to take effect. The full court voted 12-6 to lift a block that had been placed on the measure, which a lower court first issued back in 2024. In the opinion, the court said it was too early to make a judgment call on the constitutionality of the law itself. That's partly because it's not yet clear how prominently schools may display the Decalogue. This is SRN News. Something was lost in translation.
Callers to Washington State's driver's license agency who select automated service in Spanish have instead been hearing an AI voice speaking English with a strong Spanish accent. The voice slipped Spanish numbers into key phrases. A recording of the odd-sounding accent drew attention on social media, and one person described the experience as hilarious, absurd, and like a scene out of Parks and Recreation. The Department of Licensing has apologized and says it fixed the problem. Keith Peters reporting.
Defense Secretary Hegseth says Scouting America will alter several policies to maintain support from the U.S. military. The changes include a requirement that members use the biological sex at birth, not gender identity. Hegseth has criticized Scouting America's historic rebrand from the Boy Scouts and other changes in recent years. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.